Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
The night's already starting off. I'm putting this to the people. My wife brings me a whole bag of gum. I'm chewing said gum, and she is ridiculing me for chewing the gum that she fucking brought me.
If I had brought you gum and you chewed a piece of gum or a
No, there was no stipulation on how many pieces of gum you brought it for me to use, okay? There's
going to put in an entire freaking jawbreaker size. That was a lot of gum in your mouth. It was distracting me. But you had to get all the flavor out before we could start the podcast.
We're in the non-waste zone here in the Thomas household. We're not wasting anything.
Getting our money's worth. I appreciate that.
Welcome back to Close Enough.
We're so crunchy. Are you going to chew that wad later?
No.
Oh. I think it still has some flavor left in it.
You fucking chew it.
God, no. I love you, but not like sheer gum love you.
Wow, it's been a fun week. Thanks to everybody that listened to episode 100.
I just shared it on my page. Did people still listen to it? Wait. Did people still listen to it even though I hadn't shared it yet? Are our numbers down?
I can't tell yet.
Oh, okay.
Still, it's out there.
Still out there. Still got to crunch some numbers, move some things around. Things are fluid.
Yeah.
Liquid.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Got it.
It's kind of wild, though, after 100 episodes. It is. Starting on phase two, like the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, are we starting a new season?
I mean, no.
Oh. Should we have seasons?
What podcast you know that has seasons?
I think people have seasons.
Really?
Yeah. Kate Bowler, Nadia Boltz-Weber. There are people with seasons. They also have healthy boundaries and like schedules and like do it professionally ish.
Are you saying we're not professional?
I didn't say that.
No, you can say that.
I said they do it professionally. We are semi, we're in the semis.
And to prove that we're in the semis, guys, listen. First of all, if you've not, go over and check out our bestest friends at Veercast Digital Media. Matt McCarthy, Tim, the whole squad over there. I think it's just those two. So in the whole squad, I mean those two people. I've known them for probably seven, eight, the better part of a decade.
Spent many a night with them.
Many a nights with them. We went to Nashville, which you'll hear more about in this episode. But as we're on our way to Nashville, I get a call from a man, Matt McCarthy. He said, hey, haven't talked to you in a while. I was like, hey, haven't talked to you in a while. He said, I want you to come. They're sponsoring part of the 2022 Louisville Podcast Summit in Louisville. And he's like, I want you and your wife to come. And I was like,
we're going to be guest speakers. I'm just kidding.
No.
Kidding.
But it's awesome. So, and if you want to, if you have a podcast that's not as good as ours, you can go too. I don't want to be outdone.
Okay.
You know, but you can go to speakeasynetwork.com. There's a page right there. It is June 16th. That's my sister's birthday. It's going to be at the 1020 Brewery. And it's going to feature networking, hors d'oeuvres. I did not know that's how you spelled hors d'oeuvres.
I still think you're saying it correctly.
Hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres. Oh my God. One of our best friends is the keynote speaker, Rob Johnson.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. Rob was there. You were there.
Probably not that Rob. But the CEO of Wayne Media will be there. Ooh, like Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker might be Batman's cousin.
It's probably Batman's cousin. Hey, do we get a lanyard with our name on it?
I think so.
And with those ribbons.
I don't know what ribbons you're talking about.
I'll have to show you what convention. Like, will there be.
Anyway, I'm super excited that we're invited to do that.
I'm excited. Is there a tote bag?
I'll put you and Matt together and see.
Okay. I love conventions.
I'll have my people talk to you. The brewery looks pretty cool.
What if we roll in there like Michael Scott does at the convention?
Swag!
Swag!
is this a tuxedo? Is this a black tie? I feel like it's not a black tie.
Wait. I can't go.
Why?
Can't go to something fancy.
Here's your one chance, fancy. Don't let me down. Are you ready to take your podcast to 2.0?
First step.
Well, as a matter of fact, we are, yes. how do we know if we're 1.0?
That's what I was going to say. Do you have to post your podcast regularly?
We have, though, so.
I mean, like, share it if it's your own. Is that a requirement? I need to go to the session on that.
Yeah. If you take a minute, go to closeenoughpodcast.com. Whoop. If you like it, please tell us, because we're in that trial phase where we can cancel it and save our money. So please go look at it.
We're going to add some stuff to it.
Yeah. We got one week left of it. Oh. So in this week, go check it out. Tell us what you think. You can listen right from there. Also, we're on Instagram at closeenoughpod.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook at Close Enough. Mm-hmm. We're on TikTok. We should have made some TikToks when we were in Nashville.
We should have.
I was Smashville.
So busy. Smashville.
It was the comedy mecca this weekend in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's anybody that you probably know was there.
And wildly enough, lots of bachelorette parties there this weekend.
Shocking.
Shocking. Amazing. And they do this weird thing where, like, the bride's going to wear white and everybody else is going to wear something black.
Weird. Did you notice there's a lot of them dressed up like fucking cows?
That was one group.
There was a whole herd of these cows then, because they were, I saw them multiple times.
That's when we were coming back and it was like, we were leaving the show. We went and saw Bert, and we were leaving the show.
We just on a first name basis with.
Yeah, and the last time we were in Nashville, we had a good time. We enjoyed Broadway. This time, we specifically went in to watch Bert Kreischer, and gosh, we let out at like midnight their time, which was like 1 o'clock. Our time. So Garrett and I were, whoo, it was past our bedtime. But we got to walk, we saw the herd of cows, bachelorette party, you know.
The heifers.
They were adorable and cute and very pretty little girls. But they were wearing a lot of cowhide accessories, tops and or chaps.
What is cowhide? Is that not leather?
No, but it was cow print. Cow print is what I maybe meant to
yes,
say.
Yes, I think you're right there.
Anyway, so they were, you know, they were gathering up to be like, you know, either like in my head they were gathering because they lost one of them, you know. we gotta go get her. Like the bride had went missing or something, but they were definitely like concocting a plan. It was adorable. But I loved rolling through Nashville and Broadway in and of itself is wonderful, great people watching. I've got like a certain tolerance for it, but there's a part of me that loves that, like, really busy. My head is like flinging everywhere to like catch everything and see everything because the people are so interesting It's
there's
so,
so many of them.
There's so many of them, and I want to like just linger in everybody's little story while they are there. Like, what are they doing? What's going on?
Where are you from? What you doing? Why are you just, here? Like, what's your
because,
story?
Like, 1 o'clock or midnight on Broadway, like people are generally like they have partied.
You're either just getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you've been you don't know where you're at.
You are trying to figure out how to get home.
Yeah.
You've lost someone. You're regretting the regret. Like in these girls who thought they were just going to dress so cute, and it was hot.
It was hot. Yep.
So they had the open toe shoes, some heels on, shorty dresses, and you could just see it in their faces. Like I have made a mistake. My feet hurt. I got to walk home. This is a mistake.
Where is home?
I loved it. I saw this like group of like women, definitely like just like a Botox clan, lots of lip work done. And like one was like these older women, you know, they brought out their like little, you know, the jeans with like the bedazzling on it. And they got their little like cute going out night tops on, you know, and like one's like, you know, she thought she looked hot, but she like couldn't even find the straw on her cup and her head's like flinging all around the cup. I loved it. I live for this. Like a couple getting in a fight, you know.
I'm interested in the locals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
like,
they're not
like
there.
Like the people that, no. The people that are working that see this every day.
I think I would just want to sit out there at midnight, 12:30, 1 a.m., watch people and just write their little stories all over the place because it is awesome. Ooh, it would be like,
Taxi cab confession.
No. That guy who had the really amazing Instagram account, People of New York, and he did all this inspiring stories. I want to do People of Broadway.
That it'll be inspirational.
Nope. I don't want it to be. I just want it to be all the drunk people, who they lost, what they lost.
Yeah.
Their hopes and dreams.
So we went to the world famous Ryman Auditorium.
That's my first time at the Ryman. You?
It is, yes. Okay. And it's very much like a church.
Oh, I took a picture of this.
It's an old building.
It's beautiful. I took it, the multicolored windows.
Yeah.
Stained glass as
well. So you get very, it's a theater, but you get very much a church vibe. And
you sit in a pew.
Yes. And we saw Bert. And what has happened since we sat down to see that to the time we come to sit our asses down to this podcast has been like our daughter asked about Bert and the mm-hmm, thing. Mm-hmm. And so we showed her the machine, which like is his act. Like that's his go-to. That's like, his claim to fame.
Let's back up a little bit. We saw Bert in Lexington.
5 years ago.
Yeah, at Comedy Off Broadway. Mm-hmm. Funny, we're on Broadway. Anyway.
Yeah.
And really teeny tiny, you know, room, but laughed our asses off. I can't even remember what bit it was, like what the show was then compared to like where he was in his shows. Like if that was Secret Time or Birdie Boy, Hey Big Boy. But anyway, just loved it. And actually got to meet, like do a meet and greet with him.
Got a picture with him.
Gosh, I guess that was like right before Harlan, right? I don't even think I knew I was pregnant then.
No.
Okay. So great show. Loved it. I mean, we have listened to him on podcasts and
listened to his book.
So my first introduction to Bert Kreischer was his book. Gary shared the audiobook with me. I'm driving home from somewhere just laughing hysterically because he's reading it, telling these just wild stories, but also calling Gary because I want to share, like these stories are so funny. Like I want to laugh with him.
Right.
And they're like we're retelling them to each other as though we just didn't listen to the book separately. But so we get to see him in Nashville after.
I mean, we've had tickets for over a year.
Yeah. Yes. With everybody like anticipating this
return.
This whole year, it's been everybody's big return to, which Bert was touring. Mm-hmm. During the time going through.
When like this was on that tour.
Yes.
When COVID hit.
Yes. So, we're crazy fans. And he's still, you know, he's telling the machine story and all that.
He follows me on Twitter. We're cool.
We're cool. He doesn't get on Twitter that much anymore. He's
no.
So, Gary and I were talking about the machine story at dinner tonight, and we're just trying to explain like the story to Charlie, like why we like this comedian, how we've just grown to enjoy his stuff. And I'm telling Gary that a friend called, and I'm telling it's Micah, and I'm telling her she is totally confused, but that his shirt's off. Yes. Like, that's just, he's always done his comedy like that. And I'm telling her about the machine story. I'm like, just go watch the machine story. If I was like, that's sort of how he became viral.
Yeah.
And so we let Charlie watch it, and she's tickled, and she's just at the dinner table. We're eating our dinner, watching that, laughing. Well, I realize like clean up dinner. That's over. She thinks it's funny. I'm like, oh, I got to get our groceries from Walmart. So I run out. Like, it is a 10-minute trip total. I come back. Bert's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Gary has her watching Hey Big Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, the amount of inappropriate. Like, there's parts of it because he talks a lot about Isla and Georgia in this particular.
Now Charlie wants to be Isla's best friend.
Oh, yeah. Which, honestly, I do too. So she's watching this, like laughing. And she is wheezing.
Yes,
she cannot.
As most of you will.
I lost my breath like twice.
Yeah,
at the show last night. And she, there are just parts in it that this is the story. If you've ever heard him tell about Isla, the period party story.
Period party.
And that, I think that's got a YouTube video, and it's pretty well known and seen. So Charlie also had a period party. I probably shouldn't say that.
Did she?
Yeah. We at least got cake and celebrated together. We should probably cut that out. My bad, Char.
Hey,
but
it's a thing though. It is a thing.
It's a thing. And she was like, oh yeah. So she's loving this and cracking up. Then it gets to some parts that are just not super appropriate. So.
Nope. But what do you do?
Apparently, just continue to let her watch
it. Just let it ride.
And I'm just like hiding and giggling. And
she can Google this shit.
I mean, of all things, though, for her to watch, it's inappropriate, but also I know she's heard this stuff before.
I hope it's a glimpse that my parenting is not that bad.
I wonder if that's what she's thinking.
Like, Dad's like this guy.
He's not as bad as him.
Yeah.
Dad could go 9 days without drinking or doing drugs. Yeah. That guy can't.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, what's crazy is like how, like you when on this week's Two Bears One Cave, which is Bert's podcast with like this is guys, we're gonna get past this. This is not a podcast about other people's podcasts, but they got super emotional talking about like their come up and how you know when we saw Bert and Lexton, he did this like raffle for
waitstaff.
And he talked about those stories like chain. Like one night he gave the waitstaff got like $1,000. And it was a guy, and he said, I can throw my daughter a birthday party and be the dad that she thinks I am.
Ugh.
And they both, they're both crying.
I'm crying.
You know, and then like, then in Nashville, Bert tells the story of him sitting in the back of the Ryman watching Larry the Cable Guy, mm-hmm. how he hoped to get the opportunity to be on the stage there. He's with Nate Bargatze, who's hilarious.
Love Nate Bargatze.
And Ari Shaffir, who's not the funniest in my book. People like him. He was there this weekend. Yeah, he's not. Anyway, then he gets emotional in Nashville telling us, like, hey, you made my dream happen. Like, this is real. Then he talks about what, like, then he goes into the machine,
mm-hmm.
which he says he will never not do that. Because if people ask, he'll never not do it. Because that's why he gets to do what he does.
And I love that. Yeah. Like, that is every ounce of, like, that part of being famous, but also realizing, like, where you come from.
I didn't do this on my own.
Yeah. And being realistic, because to be fair, like he has enough money where he can be completely out of touch with.
But he didn't 5 years ago.
Right, right. And so I will latch on.
We paid $20 to see him.
Yeah. And I will latch on to anybody. Number one, I like his entertainment, his storytelling. I love all of those
things. It's all family.
Yes. And I think he's at a place in his life that I think Gary and I can also like identify with, like being a dad, being a parent.
Being older,
having, you know, he and his wife and their relationship, and they're very realistic about it. So I love that bit of folks who are crazy rich, but
normal.
But he's still pretty very normal.
I mean, he bought his best friend a $100,000 yeah. race car.
But they can't even talk about it without talking about how out of touch they are with it. Right. So it's very, you know, tongue-in-cheek the entire time and realizing that and being aware of it.
Like, I watched the video of Tom talking about buying his dad a car before he died.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, gosh, damn, you rich motherfuckers with these yeah. sappy stories.
Like, I love that.
Bought my dad a Pepsi one time.
Yeah. But like, I still suck at giving my parents gifts, yeah. you know? I'm like, oh, God. You know, yeah. at some point we should be the ones giving the better gifts, I think. But here we still are, like...
We are the gift. Let's just make that clear.
Yeah. Maybe Charlie will someday be able to afford good gifts for us. But
yeah, because I'm probably going to live longer now.
Gary may not be able to go. Gary, 9 days without, like Bert, without drugs or alcohol. But Gary has now been...
Almost 2 full weeks.
Almost 14 days with...
No nicotine. Holla at your boy.
I am so proud of him. Gary has quit dipping for now.
Forever.
Yep. He texts me at 10 o'clock. He's going to go get Charlie, pick her up from a track meet. And he said that he threw his last can of tobacco under his car tire.
Ran it over. Like in this big symbolic.
That was so symbolic. Did you pick it up? I thought about
picking it up the next morning and putting it in my mouth, to be honest. And that's not a joke. That can's still sitting there. They all way crushed down. Let me get a little bit.
You know, there's been a can in the back cup holder by Harlan.
I think it's empty.
It's not. I threw it away today. There was some left. But yeah. You did it.
Yeah.
You did it. So just through a series of multiple reasons, you just decided.
Mostly
to quit.
Nagging.
Oh, come on now. Be real.
That has nothing to do with that, because we all know I don't listen to what Abby tells me anyway.
First of all, I nag a lot.
She has like very this. Little influence on what I do.
Oh, tell me more.
You know what I mean. Like, it wasn't the nagging.
Okay. So.
If Abby wants me to do something, she has to convince me that it was my idea to do it in the first place.
Every single time. Follow me for more life hacks with stubborn husbands. So how are you feeling about it?
Listen, I've gained about 10 pounds.
Me too.
But I feel like I feel better. I'm lying. I don't feel no fucking better. I feel worse, actually.
Do you really?
Like, as far as, like, there's still a little bit of anxiety lingering around. The big anxiety that used to hit would be, and I couldn't imagine having, like, a real addiction. Like, and
I don't want to discount this. I think this is
an addiction, but like one where I would have to like rob people to.
I got you.
You know,
I hear you.
Because like it would be like I'd have maybe 2 dips left and be like, damn, I'm almost out. Mm-hmm. And that anxiety, knowing I have some, but I'm going to run out.
Yeah.
It was weird. And then also, like, there's. Very mundane. Like, I would. Anybody that's on nicotine knows, like, after you eat, it's a good time, you know, you get your fix. Or
there's been multiple mornings where I could tell by the way you woke up, you were either out, you didn't have it yet, or it was in your car. And I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, and that's consuming your brain. The very first thing you wake up is, we got to get this. And it, I mean, Gary has tried before
to no avail.
I even helped out because I think
stitches in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I even once, I think, purchased it for you upon quitting because I just couldn't handle you. You were so grumpy.
But here's something to know if you're trying to quit anything. The problem can't be the cure. So the problem can't be the cure. Okay. So like when you're an asshole that first 48 hours, but I'll just have, you know, have some of whatever it is to calm you down.
You can't do that.
That's can't be the cure. That's why I've not done like pouches or.
Cause we talked about stuff. Different things.
Yeah. Gum.
I know how much you dip, but I didn't know how much you dip. Like comparatively speaking and how, I think we talked about your mouth pouch on here before and
the mouth pouch,
And Gary, like the second day, Gary's like, feel my gums. I was like, I don't want to, I love you. I will kiss your mouth. I am not going to put my finger. So
the next time we tongue kiss,
No, that's just so weird. But like Gary is like, my body is healing itself. My gums are smooth. I'm like, what were your gums like before? What?
Little bumpy.
He's taken great pride in his teeth. Like I get
the seven I've got left.
I get pictures of his teeth at least once a day. He's smiling. I love it because he's so proud. But I'm very proud of you because knowing how many times you've tried to quit and knowing how hard that is, I attempted intermittent fast with you. I quit. Some stupid news article came up that said it really doesn't matter that people who are intermittent fasting weren't losing any more weight. But I know there's different reasons to intermittent fast than lose weight. I can try again.
Hey.
But
there's always a next time.
There is. Can't fault me.
I don't know. It was expensive, and you know, now that we're financially, I mean, we're almost on like a Dave Ramsey-esque level.
I'm going to write a book.
Yeah. You could write a book, honestly.
About what?
Not about finances.
Nope. I don't have anything to write a book about.
Just like a journal.
Back further.
Like a, I don't know, just like a storytelling book.
A kid's book?
Memoirs.
Memoirs. I don't know. I think they'd have to have like a connecting theme or something to them. I don't know. Maybe. I am going to try to pull up some of my old blogs. Dig those out of the... No,
you need something new. Like,
I know, but like just to get a placeholder right now.
I can pull up my article on USA Today.
Jesus, Gary. I just have to get published one time for you to like let it go, man.
Now's your time. Now's your time. My writing days are...
I do want to blog and write, but we have it's not gonna be a finance story for sure, but we're getting better at that.
We need one good hitter.
What do you mean?
One good financial windfall.
like
this story.
Oh.
It just sounds preposterous, but Kentucky jury awards $450,000 to an employee who declined a birthday party. Now, this dude told his boss, hey, I don't want a fucking birthday party. It gives me anxiety. And they did it anyway.
What?
He has a panic attack. And then he has a panic attack and they fire him for it.
That is insane. Like he went to them like from the get-go saying,
don't do this.
I know this is a thing that you all do. I don't like to be the center of attention.
This is a Michael Scott fuck up right here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good call. And says, just please don't do it. All he had to do would be like, okay, man. Like, cool. Can I send you an email? How could we make this comfortable for you? No. Selfish jerks go ahead and do it anyway and totally discount that he has anxiety and panic attacks. And I just can't believe that in 2022, you are that crazy and just dumb.
Yeah.
To go ahead and go on with it. And, you know, I looked at some of the comments when this first story came out and people were like, oh, I guess you're just going to sue for anything. Like, no, he was in the right.
Yeah, this is one of those cases where, like, all right, so here's what happened. I think this is what pushed it over. He said, don't do it. They didn't know he had a panic attack. The next day, he had another panic attack when his boss was like, hey, you're stealing the joy from the other coworkers. Quit being a little girl. And then they fired him. And he's like, what the fuck? I told you.
God, like, and if you.
That's like when the Hulk says, don't make me angry. Mm-hmm. You won't like me when I'm angry. And so he has these panic attacks. The CEO says that with the ever-increasing incidents of workplace violence, the verdict sets a very dangerous precedent for employers and, most importantly, employees, that unless physical violence actually occurs, workplace violence is acceptable. He had a fucking panic attack because you did something that he told you not to do.
Exactly. It says this is something like some trauma that he has dealt with related to, like, past birthdays.
Yeah.
He's a child of divorce. And you... Like, that stuff can run deep. It can be hurtful. It can be hard. And those triggers, like, you don't get to tell somebody else what their triggers are.
It's different, like, if he never told them.
Yeah, I think so.
And then they're like, oh, shit, my bad. You know, we won't do that
anymore. Right.
But he told them.
He told them he was very upfront with it, which could be so vulnerable and brave and hard. And I'm sure it was, like, a little bit embarrassing because that seems like such a weird request. But he was in the right to do the right thing. And what a weirdo to do it anyway. Like, I just can't imagine needing to give someone a birthday party that badly.
Like, you stole my joy. You stole the joy of your coworkers.
Like,
selfish bitch.
Like, hey, it, you know, I don't know. And I'm wondering, like, were there any weird rituals to it too? Or just...
Like, to the company birthday party?
Yeah, like, you have to...
Could be.
Like, when Michael Scott makes him go sit up on top of the desk or whatever, or on top of the table.
Yeah, I can't physically do that.
I don't know. I just can't believe we're not taking other people's mental health seriously in 2022.
And that woman, this is how you get some shit shot up.
Yeah, that's just really ignorant. Really, really ignorant. And it's like this, it's called, like, Gravity Diagnostics. That sounds like an innovative place. I don't know what they do.
By using the word gravity?
I don't know. In diagnostics.
I mean, there's a gravity, like a trampoline park, right?
Yeah. That seems...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know how... But this happened... Very ambiguous. Sorry. This happened in 2019, but still, you know.
Got his money.
Good, hey, good for him. Hey. I'm sorry it had to happen that way. But insane. And to not believe that a panic attack or an anxiety attack is real is,
I mean,
just real thick-headed.
Like, if I had one, people probably wouldn't believe it.
I've seen
because you know how
I've
many
seen
times
you have one, and it.
You know how many times I've told people I would fake a seizure to get out of something.
This is true. This is true.
And I put myself in these corners where it's like the boy that cried wolf. One day I'll have a fucking seizure, and everybody, oh, he's just trying to get out of doing whatever it is. No, bitch, I'm dying. It's a stroke.
I can tell you that seriously sick Gary Thomas or seriously panicked Gary is terrifying. It scared me to death.
I have to kill 5 or 6.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not cool.
Don't push baby in the corner. Nobody puts
baby in the corner. Yeah. I don't want us to come about any type of money via a lawsuit or something like that. That doesn't seem...
I mean, I'd lose a pinky toe for something.
Pinky toe? Yeah. That's it?
How much is a pinky toe worth?
I don't know. I think it impacts your balance. You'd be really unstable.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Maybe it's your big toe. I don't know.
Whichever is most expensive, take that one.
And you're going to sue for your toe? Losses, damages.
Well, I mean, I don't want to lose an arm.
Okay.
Why does
like amputation have to be the reason?
I feel like you get more money. I'm looking for the most bang for my buck here.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Minus an appendage.
Okay.
I don't know. I take an ear.
What is wrong with you? I think you need to stop before you get in some really weird territory and you've offended like 300 people. Please stop.
Who am I going to offend?
I don't know.
The people that...
I don't know. I just need
you to
quit.
Listen, if you are somebody that's
nope.
lost a leg, an appendage due to negligence, I'm sorry. No, I'm a little jealous.
Oh, my God. I cannot emphasize this enough. I do not support anything that he just said at all. What is wrong with you?
I feel like I was very honest there.
I don't know that honesty always
is the best policy.
Is the best policy. That was a lot. Jesus Lord.
Anyway.
You're killing me.
My birthday is October 3rd.
He does not want a party.
I do want a party, and if you don't throw me a party, I'll have a panic attack thinking you're not my friend.
You don't like people.
I like 5 or 6.
Oh, my God.
It's on a rotation, usually.
I think this is a very slippery slope and can get you in trouble. We do not need to sue anyone.
You think motherfuckers going to try to cancel me? Of all the people out there.
Okay, we're gonna put a pin in this. We're going to move on. I'm not even going to let you talk anymore. I will figure out how to edit this podcast if you say anything else.
Anyway, back to my charter school.
There you go.
My religious charter school.
That's what you're going to get your money
double
from. Double entendre.
I don't even know if that's what that means, but no. We'll call it a dual purpose learning facility. We're going to learn about Jeebus and algebra.
Oh, my gosh. But make sure you get the books that they're not canceling in Florida, because apparently they're the
Listen,
algebra
here's
books.
Here's what I know.
I didn't know algebra books. Oh, gosh. Let's not.
No.
No. I don't know what you're getting ready to say. Is it the story? Nope.
What?
I don't trust anything that's fixing to come out of your mouth. So we're going to move on. We're going to move on to a different topic. So, guys, there's a new Buc-ee's in town.
Beautiful transition.
I'm terrified of what you're going to say. Can we please talk about a gas station that's really big instead? Stick to what we know.
Where did Buc-ee's become popular at?
Hell if
I don't know that I've ever seen. Maybe I have.
No.
But who gives a fuck about it? Like a damn pilot on steroids. You know what I mean?
Listen, I love a Polar Pop. I like a really solid fountain drink selection with lots of ice selections. Like when the pilot station came into town and we lived in Moorhead still, I pass it every day. I would get Charlie from school and
from daycare.
She and I would go. You got those little cherry syrups you could put in there.
Yep.
Great ice, good drink. I don't even think they have all that anymore. Like last time I went, I couldn't even get like a lid for my cup.
Yeah.
But love a salt. Like Thursday nights, we'd go to gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
She'd get a little snack. Mm-hmm. I'd get a Polar Pop. It'd last me all the way through, you know, like a really, like a big 40 ounce. I don't even know how many ounces it was, but you know, a big one.
60.
Like I love that. That can make me so happy. A simple pop. Like I've said, you know, teacher appreciation is coming up. The week is coming up. I'm like, if somebody would just put like a fountain pop machine in the school.
That would be legit.
It would change everything for me. Like bad mood.
Put that down for my charter school. I'll get a sponsor.
Crushed ice. That's Coca-Cola all I need machine. To be. But so, like I get that little, like, you know, when you go into you're on the road, you're traveling, and you go.
But it's not like there's no other place to go.
Right.
That has great options. Like, I love a good pilot.
Yeah.
Love a good Flying J.
Yellow K, as Harlan would call it.
I'm talking about, like, the big like truck stop stands or chains. But this Bucky's has like 120 gas pumps, got like a sushi restaurant and a fucking golf course inside. I don't know.
There's like a home. It's known for its clean bathrooms and many fueling positions. Like,
it's the Kama Sutra of fueling locations.
Texas, Alabama. It's very southern. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got one starting up in Colorado. So I had not heard of this. My Facebook feed is just slammed full of Bucky's. People going to this place called Bucky's. And apparently, like, excited. Like,
is this a thing where you, like, we make a trip on a Costco trip and we have to go to Richmond to go to Bucky's?
I don't know. Like, I guess if I'm passing by and I need gas, I would stop. But so somebody took, like, pictures of everything in there, and I can't believe how big it is. Like,
what she said.
It never gets old. Okay, so, like, we're fixing to go to Nashville, and I'm kind of concerned about, like, the timing of food and when or if there will be food. It's always my concern. And I asked Gary, and he's like, you guys might get a snack at the gas station. I'm like, cool. So our little gas station, sometimes they're out of the brand of chips that you want or solid, but that's how it should be. Like, it's just not in stock because that many people have stopped by or whatever. There's no way that this place would ever run out of inventory. Ever. Not that many people.
So when the apocalypse hits.
I'm going to Bucky's.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to hole up, is inside the Bucky's. And that's going to be our place. So join me in my apocalypse team.
Join the Bucky's apocalypse team today. Yes.
Yeah. I'll just tell the kids, we'll put it on our disaster plan, that's where we have to meet up. If we get separated, we're all going to be at Bucky's. But I just can't imagine, like, there's
needing that much.
You can buy like a live, laugh, love sign there. Like,
who's like on the brisket and stuff there?
It's insane.
It's a little excessive.
I enjoy,
but now it employs a lot of people.
Okay.
You know, there's good.
But in my head, my first thought was, this is who we are as humans, is we need that large of a gas station. That this is what our country is. You need that many gas. Like, will that many pumps ever half it? Like, and I still think you're going to have enough pumps.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been anywhere locally where, like, today I had to wait for a second.
Like, there's $2 million in gas inventory at that place with the fucking 120 gas pumps.
Yes.
You're sitting literally on a gold mine.
Yes. Today I had to sit for, like, an extra second to get, because Gary's gas pump's on the opposite side of my car, and I have to, it screws with me every single time. Just to get to the pump I needed to get to at Kroger, I had to wait. Like, we're in that big of a hurry that we need 90 pumps open at all times. I don't know. I think half would have been good. Like, I just don't know that we have that many people going in. I could be wrong. But we're in a hurry, and we need all the options, and we need all the things, and I need to buy, like, Bucky Nuggets or something. I don't even know what they were. Like, it's wild. It's wild to me. I don't want to hate on it.
Were we in Bowling Green? Coming soon.
Yeah. Yeah. They're taking over. These fucking beavers. Buggies. Is that what it is? A beaver? A Bucky? Bucky the Beaver?
I've never paid attention.
I think so. Hang on. I think there's a damn mascot. Like, it almost feels like a National Lampoon's thing to me. Like, it's almost like that, like, satirical and like, exaggerated that there's a mascot. There's, like, t-shirts. Juan said his friend bought a Bucky's bathing suit.
Yes.
Like, this is something you'd see on, I bet there's an equivalent of this on The Simpsons.
Probably.
Like, so excessive.
They have a large selection of beef jerky, pastries, sandwiches, tacos, Dippin' Dots, fudge.
Listen, I love, like, these things are wonderful. I love them.
Started in Texas.
Of course it did. That checks.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That tracks. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just like, for me, it was a lot. Like, I struggle with excess.
I was going to say, like, you.
It bothers me.
Because it's like, If Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter for $54 billion, guess what? That's his money. He do whatever he wants. If I want to buy a Bucky's brisket sandwich for $15, it's my money. All right? Take that, Elon.
But you know, okay, but you've got Dolly over here taking her wealth and buying books for kids.
Here's the thing.
And like
here's
paying.
The thing. That's great. It's his.
Yeah.
He made it.
But did he?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I just would hope that though.
Don't ever put faith in humanity. It will let you down every time.
That's sad. That's so sad. That is so sad. I don't like that. I don't like that kind of place.
Nobody gets out of here alive. It's all
well,
wild.
He sure as hell can't take all that with him.
He's so taking it tomorrow. He's going to buy Twitter with it. What are you talking about?
I don't care. Like, why? Because they don't like him?
I don't know. I mean,
because he is a little hurt. Like, it's like, oh, the bully bullied me and now I can show him. It's like that little, speaking of The Simpsons, little scrawny guy that comes back to try to get Marge. Like, that's who he's being.
Yeah. Artie.
Yeah. That Elon is Artie.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm down for it.
I don't trust it. I don't like it.
If there's a fight amongst billionaires, I think he'd win. Mm-mm. I think he'd be like Inspector Gadget. There'd be some shit like Wolverine claws coming out. Jeff Bezos wouldn't last. The pictures of that you're seeing of Bill, what's his name? Bill Gates. He looks like he's on his deathbed.
The picture. One picture.
I don't know. I bet there's some Saudi prince that's a billionaire. It's like, fuck it.
In my heart, Dolly Parton takes all their asses out.
She's not a billionaire.
I don't care. She's got to be real close, and she can take them all out. Goodness will win. In my story,
just like the good shooting wins. Love out of those
straight
knockers.
Out of her boobs. And she's got like secret weapons in that hair. You can't tell me shit. Like, she will win.
How old is Dolly Parton?
Don't know. Don't care.
How old do you think she is?
I'm going to give her.
Is she in her 70s?
No. 60s.
So you say she's in her 60s. Pick a number. 61 through 68.
Four. Seven.
Yeah, she's 76.
I was backwards. I'm dyslexic. I got faith in her.
She ain't got no kids.
That's why she can live a long time.
I guess.
But she does good.
She's been married since 1966.
See, good. She's good. She's a good guy. Mm-hmm. Doing good things. Doesn't need no damn big ass Buc-ee's to fuel her car up either. I don't know. It just bothers me. It's just, I can't describe it. Couldn't tell you.
Control it. I don't even have any philosophy or
smart way of saying just, it makes me, it's icky and I don't like it. And that's all I've got. I'm like, ew. And that's all I can tell you is my gut instinct is, ew. Ew.
I don't know. I like Elon.
You would.
I like the idea of an Elon Musk.
You would.
Just not him specifically. But I know he is either the bad guy or the good guy. And we don't know yet.
Bad.
Who's to say?
Me.
What villain does he match up with?
I don't know.
I just have
gut instinct.
I don't think you, and
you don't. Between the two of us, my perception and read of people way better than yours.
On some things.
On a lot.
Like,
of
I don't
things.
Really care if he's a good person, but is he a bad person?
And shit does that just mean?
Like, he, as long as he's not evil.
I don't know in this world if you can have that much influence and get by with just, you don't have to be a good person just as long as you're not evil. I think that's bullshit. I'm going to call bullshit on that.
Well, we will never be in that position, so it doesn't matter.
It can. I mean, I don't think you can get by with just saying, I'm not evil, so that's okay. That's kind of like saying, like, I'm kind of a good person. I've not murdered anybody, so.
That's a start. Like, you have to have a start somewhere. I mean, there has to be some other.
I'm true. With that level of influence and wealth, that is too passive.
When that is like, that's the silence. When that's I have the silence a successful chain of church slash
oh, shut the hell up.
Schools.
That just perpetuates evil and bad. No. If you're just like, I'm not a murderer, so.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to agree to disagree until we figure it out.
One thing that we operate differently on, I would say.
What, just one? This is our, well, I mean, this is our only difference.
For conversation's sake, is our consumption of TikTok. My algorithm still hasn't. I mean, I've been
on TikTok. Like, you sent me 9 TikToks and I hadn't watched any of them all week. So
I know.
I don't know. Like, when you're saying consumption of TikTok, like, I've really reduced. You're not talking about quantity?
No, I'm talking about like what we get out of it and then what we do with that. You
probably watch I Love Elon TikToks.
I don't know if I've seen anything about Elon Musk on TikTok. Mine's the dark humor is starting to come in, though.
Oh. I'm
loving it. Loving it.
There is a very like dark humor TikTok. I think Micah got on it for a while because she was sending me stuff from.
Like today, for instance, the things that get me tickled. I can't say it.
Well, first of all, nobody wants to retell a TikTok. I tell this to Charlie all the time because she tries to retell YouTube videos. I'm like, stop. What?
You're like your Miss Originality.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying like either show me the TikTok. Don't tell it.
Well, if you want to know the TikTok, send it to, ask me and I'll send it to you.
There you go. That's it.
And follow us on TikTok, Close Enough Pod.
We haven't posted.
Anyway.
Go ahead and follow us.
We've talked about TikTok trends and shit. Abby's learned how to make TikTok salad. There's, I'm sure you've implemented something in your classroom from TikTok.
Yep.
There's a crazy, like, I guess it's woodworking, would you call it?
I love the crafty stuff on
Yeah,
TikTok.
So super crafty thing. Turns out it can fucking kill you.
Oh.
Where you take this board and, like, you basically electrify that shit.
To make it look like the lightning strike.
To make, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'm watching this video. By the way, 2 people died.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has like a car battery or like a damn jumper cable hooked to the sun. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
do you think they learned it from that? Surely
this is natural selection.
No.
You know, this,
I bet they've learned it from some other.
You don't see Elon Musk doing that.
Oh my God. He probably has people doing it for him.
But. I'm like, what in the actual hell? No doubt, it looks awesome.
Well, there have been a lot of trends, not just TikTok, but different trends that have originated through social media and stuff that have led to a lot of just ignorant, which we've talked about this before,
like yeah.
Ignorant choices. But that's the first like crafty thing I've seen that's been like, this is dangerous, don't do it. Which I think you have to put... because even in, there's a little like elementary school girl that I follow who's a wrestler or mm-hmm. that she shows up on my page all the time and she just whoops ass all over the place. And they, you know, like the best part is like the crowd like behind her, you know, watching and stuff. But anyway, at the bottom of that TikTok, it has something like, this is done by a professional, do not. So TikTok has some sort of.
Yeah, I noticed like there's some
filtering or yeah. something with that.
And so, but there's so many. Of the, they've created their own dictionary of shit to use.
Oh, like, yeah, to avoid those, yeah. yeah. So, yeah, that's the only dangerous looking craft I've seen that, I don't even know, it's not a craft. Like, I'm not using craft as in, like, arts and craft, but, like,
no, it's skill, a like a I don't skill. Know. It, just see,
but I
being creative is one thing, but, like, and pushing boundaries is another thing, right? Like, you get pressure makes fucking diamonds.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But nobody gives a fuck about a lightning shaped.
I don't know. What? I don't know how much like that would, somebody would pay for that or if that's like really, I have no, what's that thing called? Fractal or something?
Maybe Elon will pay a lot for it.
If I had a lot of money, I would just go buy really ugly. Like, I get that. The really ugly furniture and stuff. Yeah. Fractal wood burning.
It does look cool.
I just don't know. Oh, yeah. Not enough. Like, we're talking like $130 per board on yeah. Etsy. I don't know, maybe like in large quantities. What are we doing with the boards? Are they conversation pieces? Are they? Oh yeah, we're not. They're not worth a lot of money.
Yeah. So don't hook up some jumper cables.
Yeah.
And electrify your.
Oh, this is a wiki. Wood. They even have a wiki how of how you do it. That's really crazy.
Leave it to the professionals.
Don't you think these people were professionals? I think they were beginners trying to do it.
I think, I mean, I guess even professionals.
They thought maybe they would. You don't hear about the cricket girls dying with their vinyl t-shirts.
Yep, that ain't happening.
They're hanging in there. This shit doesn't happen over there in cricket land. Yeah, I don't. It doesn't say maybe how long. This is a very. Okay, at least 33 people have died as a result of fractal burning. In case you want, guys, go visit the AAW's website, the American Association of Wood Turners. Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to be president of that by next year.
It says people like of the 33 who have died, they include new hobbyists and experienced. So crazy. Yeah. I know my limits though.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to do anything insane. Like I watch all kinds of videos about exercise. You don't see me out there trying that shit. Every now and then I'll learn like a new way to stretch my back.
Some guys at work doing this functional fitness class. They were talking about
tell me more. Functional fitness. It kind of feels like a
CrossFit-y kind of thing.
I love that. I have to admit, I think I would love CrossFit.
I don't know.
Confess that.
Start a CrossFit gym right here.
We could.
Come downstairs.
I really, yeah.
The annual take the trash out days upon us.
I'm really excited about that. Kind of also want to start selling stuff out of here. Juan has me believing to sell it all on Etsy. What's it called? eBay or yeah. Facebook Marketplace.
Also, make all that money.
Have a yard sale, and then I also just want to give it all away. So.
Right, like the effort.
Just and, come take it.
Yeah.
I hate that. Maybe this summer, I'll put on my list of 4,000 things that I wanted. I'm gonna get my life together in 2 months. I don't know why I do that. I feel like. I put things off and I'm like, oh, like even spring break, I get a week off. I'm like, I can get that done over spring break. No, can't. I need to have like a more realistic, take my list of things I can do and probably like half it or even quarter it and be like, yeah. Look at you. You accomplish things.
And then what's that give you when you accomplish your goal?
Dopamine.
Dopamine.
So you're supposed to give yourself little goals. Dopamine. What's the O?
Oxytocin. That's love. How do you get that, Abby?
Petting a dog.
Having sex.
Petting a dog, he said.
He says you can get it from petting a dog, but the number one way is from having sex.
He said the most obvious way. S is serotonin. Mm-hmm. E is...
Endorphins.
Endorphins.
The body's natural painkiller.
Yep. See, we learned that from TikTok. Look.
I mean, I knew all that from psychology.
Oh, got it. Sorry. Guys, he's a scholar now.
Just because that's where I'm at right now in my class.
Oh.
So I knew that. We're going to try to do another podcast maybe sometime in the middle of the week because this weekend is.
This is the hard time.
Not so much for me, but for the girls of this house.
It's prom.
Charlie has two track meets this week. Listen, if you are involved in track and field in any capacity in the state of Kentucky, get your shit together. It's the most poorly organized shit I've ever seen in my life. Get your shit together.
I think what
don't make me come take you over too.
I think meets are just so huge right now, but I think it's a result of like not having, like everybody's finally, you know, all the schools have a meet, all the schools have teams, all the kids are coming out for sports and
well
getting involved. And
you just, heard me. That's my threat of the week.
It could. It was probably always like this, but Gary has no tolerance for anything. So
no.
I remember the first time I went to a swim meet, and I was like, "What the hell is this?"
Chaos. I have no tolerance for that. Even knowing what's going on there. Nope.
I was like, "Why is there? What are we doing? What's the order?" But you know, you go to a couple.
54 races.
You're on
proms this weekend. I'm a little pumped for that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. I just keep making lists, and there's.
But you know what nobody's nervous about? COVID.
We cured it.
That's yes. I see it in you.
No,
guys, give me a week. She'll be wearing a Tesla shirt down here.
Shit, not gonna happen.
If I won the lottery today, that'd be the first car I bought.
Really?
No.
I was gonna say.
Bitch, I ain't trying to drive no electric car. Get me a Bentley.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. See, this is like. Said this today, like the difference in us, like you would get a Bentley. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, what really reasonable, sensible vehicle would I want that's, you know, kind of expensive? I want a station wagon. I could finally get a good station wagon, like a nice one. Gary, a Bentley. The hell you need a Bentley for?
I'm rich now.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be rich for the next 6 months after I win the lottery. Then after
like,
that,
I don't need crazy wealth. I just want like.
Then you're just not setting the bar high enough.
No. No, I think I think I'm good. Like, I think that's good. Like, I want to be able to like help people out without even like thinking twice about it.
I helped homeless people out last night.
You helped a homeless person out.
And this motherfucker was so ungrateful.
Not happy about it. We don't have cash.
Like, listen, it's a cashless society, bro. I gave him $4, and you'd have thought I just kicked. I about took it back. I about robbed him right there. Bitch, it's a shakedown. Give me all your money. What the fuck are you doing out here?
Oh, Gary, we just didn't have. I don't know what to do. Like, I hate those moments because,
like, listen, you got Venmo?
I just want to wear a t-shirt. I legit never have cash on me, friends. Like, I am so sorry, homeless people. I don't. Like, I could go back to the store and buy you something. If you have Venmo, let me know. I'll send you some cash there, but I don't have any dollars ever. Like rolling up into Nashville. Let me tell you what Nashville will not let you do. One place will not let you do. We went to a brewery. I hate that word. And we walk in and you can't purchase anything. Turns out if your license is expired. Yep. Some sort of law.
Yep.
That is the first time
we walked right next door and they didn't card shit and never looked at my life.
This girl,
bitch, I'm 42 with gray hair. I know. The fuck out of here.
My license was expired. I'm sorry. It's like a process now and we're getting there.
Yeah, I just got to schedule mine.
We just, I don't have time. I cannot take another day off work like to do this crap. There needs to be a Saturday date.
Right.
24 hours. Someone help me out here. Like, the whole world is a... Like, we have a whole Buc-ee's that's open 24 hours with 400 gas tanks in it, but I can't use it because my license is expired.
Gas tanks.
What'd I say?
Gas tanks.
Gas pumps. But I can't because I can't get to the DMV whatever office because it's only open 3 hours a day. Like, come on. Maybe Buc-ee's needs to put a DMV inside of it.
Maybe.
There, we solved it. Solved. Just make my life more convenient.
Contract that out.
I'm going to.
Like, I am.
That's a trademark.
I will be 42 years old. I have successfully gotten a license from the government since 1996.
Yeah.
What do you need to know? You need 3 proofs of ID? Bitch, you just gave me one of these.
I know. I don't understand.
Like, what do you mean? This license I have here, you gave it to me.
Don't you have it on file somewhere?
I'm not bringing you a Canadian driver's license. Like, hey, can I get a new one over here?
So annoying. And I apparently have to have... Oh, hey, look,
here's my Venezuelan passport. Like, I'm about to go fucking to the southern border and try to sneak in just so I can get some documents on the cheap.
I have to find my marriage license. I'm like, who has bills sent to their house anymore? And I don't think I have any in my name.
Nope.
So maybe go up there and keep my sleep apnea bill.
It's in my name.
Shit.
It's in my name.
Why is it in your name?
Because of the insurance.
I don't exist, so I can never have a driver's license. Can I just have a flight of beer, lady? Like, I don't understand. That was ridiculous. But no. Mm-mm. Nope. Got to have an up-to-date license, and it's
got
to be
fancy.
What
about your pap smear? You got a record of that? Pap
smear? No.
Is it smear?
I really don't. I don't think I have nothing. Will you take this?
Well, you just have to be a sovereign
food
citizen
network
now.
That somehow I have.
Yeah, where did that come from? We've been getting that for like 5 years.
I have no idea where those came from.
I feel like that was a gift to Charlie from somebody, and
maybe
it keeps coming. Anyway, to say, busy week. Prom. Charlie's got cotillion. She's got to go get her nails and shit. Like it's kind of pointless because she has a track meet Friday.
I know.
Like, so we're not going to get your nails done Friday. Sorry.
I'll paint them for her. Like,
I mean, I could take her Saturday.
I don't want cotillion though to turn into some like prom experience for her. I want it to still be a little.
Nobody may ever ask her to prom. Who knows?
Oh, shut the hell up!
I'm just saying.
Shut up.
She may not want to go to prom.
Maybe she won't. But still, I don't want it to be that experience where this is the pinnacle peak of your life, and we're making this. You know, you're getting your
nails a lot done. Of people peaked in eighth grade. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like we're not getting our nails done because like. There needs to be a little bit that is ratchet. Like, you need to go to a dance a little bit ratchet while you're still in middle school so that you can appreciate.
No, we had to pay money for this. We're not.
Well, that doesn't mean. I don't mean like, no, but we're not getting like fancy damn nails. I don't have nails.
We're not paying. My mom's paying for the nails.
She can't have nails and throw a damn shot put.
She can go on Saturday and get nails. Anyway.
You can take her.
All that to say, we love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for humoring us in this little quest. I mean, we're pretty much feel like we're about to sign a deal with somebody pretty soon. We're getting invited, networking
at the convention
at the Kentucky Podcast Convention.
Convention or summit? Does it matter?
Expo. Yeah.
Yes.
Again, thank you to Matt McCarthy. I love that little
bachelor. Thank you so much. Like that's pretty cool. I was really excited after. I mean, Gary completely. Committed to it without asking me. Like, I'm sitting right there and he's not even telling me what it is.
I don't care.
Oh, I'm like a part of this.
I mean, you're the face, but I'm like I'm the meat and potatoes of this podcast.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
I will before we go to bed.
Okay. I cannot wait for that response.
We hope you have a great week.
Go to Bucky's if you get a chance. Let me know.
Go to Bucky's.
Prove me wrong.
Tell us how the Bucky Nuggets are.
I don't think that's what they are. I think it's like beaver nuggets or something. That's so fake. Go get your beaver nuggets and your...
Go get your beaver nuggets and your icy.
God, I could use a good icy right now.
Me too. Why don't you go get us one?
Paper, rock, scissors?
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Until next time, peoples, we bid you farewell.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.